This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Corey Jones. Some Coloradans can enroll in affordable internet under funding provided by the federal infrastructure law. The Biden administration estimates more than 600,000 Coloradans could be eligible for the American Connectivity Program. It provides high-speed internet for $30 a month or $75 on tribal lands for people who have low incomes or qualify for things like Medicaid. Find details on eligibility at affordableconnectivity.gov. The man accused of killing 10 people at a Boulder King Supers last year is still incompetent to stand trial, a judge ruled Thursday. The shooter remains hospitalized, but District Attorney Michael Daugherty says he sees signs that a trial may be possible with time.
They found him incompetent to proceed, but they're continuing to make progress in his treatment. He's continuing to improve. Under the law, at some point, he would be brought back to court for a hearing.
Daugherty says the families of the 10 people killed are frustrated at the delays and want to see justice. The next hearing is in October. In El Paso County, more people than ever who experience homelessness have shelter, either in an emergency facility or transitional housing. Evan Castor with the Community Health Partnership in Colorado Springs says that's likely related to increased shelter bed capacity for individual adults.
One of the things that we are certainly wary of and really mindful of is our family shelter options and trying to make sure that we're supporting our family shelters and homeless youth shelters as well.
But while more people have temporary shelter, more El Paso County residents than ever are experiencing chronic homelessness, according to an annual survey. This is CPR News and KRCC.